ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासाम् ततो जायमुदीरे। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। नमो ब्रह्मण्ये देवाय गोब्राह्मणाहिताय च जगद्धिताय कृष्णाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 10, Chapter 74, Text 25 up to 30. Text 25, please repeat after me.
Yatyuktva sahadevo bhuto Toshne Krishna nubhavita तच्छुत्वा तुष्टो सर्वे साधु साध्वैति सत्तमा। इत्युक्त्वा सहदेवो भूत् तुष्णे कृष्णानुभावित। तच्छुत्वा तुष्टो सर्वे साधु साध्वैति सत्तमा। इत्युक्त्वा सह देवो भूत् कृष्णानुभाववेत्। चच्छुत्वा तुष्टो सर्वे साधु साध्वैति सत्तमा। इति उक्त्वा सह देवो भूत् कृष्णं कृष्णानुभाववित्। तच्छ्रुत्वा तुष्टो सर्वे साधु साधु इति सत्तमा। चेति उक्त्वा सहदेवो भू तुष्णीं कृष्णा अनुभाववित्। तच्छ्रुत्वा तुष्णुवो सर्वे साधु साध्वैति सत्तमा। इति उक्त्वा सह देवो भूत् तूष्णीं कृष्णानुभाववीत्। तश्रुत्वा तुष्टुः सर्वे साधु साधु इति सत्तम इति उक्त्वा सह देवो भूत् तूष्णीं कृष्णानुभाववीत्। तश्रुत्वा तुष्टुः सर्वे साधु साधु इति सत्तम। मातजिस् इति उक्त्वा सह देवो भूत् तूष्णीं कृष्णानुभाववी तश्रुत्वा तुष्टुः सर्वे साधु साध्व इति सत्तम। वट् वुड् मीनिङ्ग् इति दस् उक्त्वा स्पीकिङ्ग् सहदेवः सहदेव अभूत् बिकेम् तुष्णीम् साइलेंट कृष्णा ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा अनुभावा द इन्फ्लुएंस विथ हु नो वेल तत् दिस श्रुत्वा हियरिंग तुष्टुः प्रेज्ड सर्वे ऑल साधु साधु इति एक्सलेंट एक्सलेंट। सत् ऑफ सेंटली पर्सन्स तमः द बेस्ट। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन सहदेव सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड हैविंग सेड दिस Sahadeva, who understood Lord Krishna's powers, felt silent. And having heard his words, all the saintly persons present congratulated him, exclaiming, "Excellent, excellent." This verse has no purport, so we'll continue with other verses till we have the purport. Verse 26. Translation: the king was delighted to hear this pronouncement of the brahmanas, from which he understood the mood of the entire assembly. Overwhelmed with love, he fully worshipped Lord Krishna, the master of the senses. Text 27-28. After bathing Lord Krishna's feet, Maharaj Yudhishthir joyfully sprinkled the water upon his own head and then upon the heads of his wife, brothers, other family members and ministers. That water purified the whole world. As he honored the Lord with presentations of yellow silken garments and precious jeweled ornaments, the king's tear-filled eyes prevented him from looking directly at the Lord. Text 29. When they saw Lord Krishna thus honored, nearly all who were present joined their palms reverently, exclaiming, "Obeisance to you, all victory to you," and then bowed down to him. Flowers rain down from above. Text 30. The intolerant son of Damghosha became infuriated upon hearing the glorification of Lord Krishna's transcendental qualities. He stood up from his seat and, angrily waving his arms, fearlessly spoke to the entire assembly the following harsh words against the Supreme Lord. Purport: Srila Prabhupada writes, in that meeting, King Sishupala was also present. He was an avowed enemy of Krishna for many reasons, especially because of Krishna's having stolen Rukmini from the marriage ceremony. Therefore, he could not tolerate such honor to Krishna and glorification of his qualities. Instead of being happy to hear the glory of the Lord, he became very angry. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti mentions that the reason Sisupala did not object when Sukadeva proposed Krishna for the Agra Puja is that Sisupala wanted to ruin Krishna, King Yudhishthir's sacrifice. If Sisupala had argued earlier against Lord Krishna's receiving the first worship and another person had been selected, the sacrifice would have been proceeded normally. Therefore, Sisupala allowed Krishna to be selected, waited until the worship was over, and then spoke up, hoping in this way to demonstrate that the sacrifice was not spoiled. Thus, he would ruin the endeavor of Maharaj Yudhishthira. In this regard, the Acharya quotes the following smriti references. Apujya yatra pujyante pujya nam cha vyatikramaham. In the place where those who are not to be worshipped are worshipped, there is offense to those who are actually worshipable. There is also the following statement. Prati vadhanti hi sreya pujyan pujye pujya vyatikramaham. Improperly understanding who is to be worshipped and who is not to be worshipped will impede one's progress in life. Om jnanati mirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasme sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupah kadamahyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham sri guru sri yuta padakamalam sri gurun vaishnavamscha sri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam sri radha krishna pada sahagana lalita sri vishakhanvitamsha he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta Radhakanta namostute Tatta kanchana gaurangi Radhe vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu sute devi Pranavami hari priye Vancha kalpataru bhyascha Kripa sindhu bhyevacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna. I seek blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I can do this service for pleasure of all the assembled here. Thank you so much. We are hearing this chapter for so many days. So this chapter opens up Maharaj Yudhishthira glorifying Lord Krishna. after hearing from him about the defeat and demise of the demoniac king Jarasan, and the story continues that after satisfying Lord Krishna in this way, glorifying him, Maharaj Yudhishthir arranged to perform Rajasu sacrifice with permission of Lord Krishna. With the permission of Lord Krishna, he invited qualified brahmanas and rishis and appointed them to different positions as the priests in charges of the sacrificial arena, and many names in this regard has been mentioned from verse 7 to 9. About more than 30 names are mentioned. Besides this, he also invited kings with ministers and their secretaries, relatives, well-wishers, administrators and common masses to participate and witness the sacrificial performance that Rajasu Yagya he was trying to execute. The Brahmana priests and the sages in charge of the sacrificial ceremony constructed the sacrificial arena with usual plough of gold, and they initiated King Yudhishthira. They gave him diksha of the yagya as to perform the great sacrifice in accordance with the Vedic rituals. And after that, we have heard that how King Yudhishthira's Rajasu sacrifice was compared with the Rajasu sacrifice performed by demigod Varuna as far as its magnificence and grandeur is concerned. Like Varuna's yagya, all the pots and paraphernalia were made of pure gold. They were also of pure gold, made of pure gold in the Yudhishthira Maharaja's Rajasya sacrifices also. Then we heard that to participate in the great sacrifice performed by King Yudhishthira, all the exalted demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, the King of Heaven, accompanied with their associates and presiding deities of higher planetary systems like Gandharva Loka, Siddha Loka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Nagaloka, Yakshaloka, Rakshasloka, Pakshi Loka, Charana Loka, and famous kings and rishis with their wives from all over the universe were present in that sacrifice. This yagya for Maharaj Yudhishthira was performed in the same way it is mentioned that it was performed for Varuna by the demigods, and all the participating members were offered soma juice extracted from the soma plant. And on the day of extracting the soma juice, King Yudhishthira very respectfully received the special priests who had been engaged to direct any mistakes in the formalities of sacrificial procedures, and they were called sataspatis. Sataspatis. So after this, one important procedure was to honor and worship great personalities. But before anyone else, a greatly exalted person among all was to be offered first honor, that was called Agra Puja. So when Maharaj Yudhishthira requested the assembly of the kings, sages and dignitaries to deliberate and suggest a name, they were not able to arrive at any conclusion because so many names were being suggested and then they were rejected. It was happening like that. And when they were not coming at conclusion, then the younger brother of Arjuna, it is mentioned in NOD, Radhika Valla Prabhu told me, because I was having a confusion, somebody had asked me whether it was Jarasandha's son Sahadeva or it was Arjuna's brother, younger brother Sahadeva. So it was clarified that it is Arjuna's younger brother. Rupa Goswami has mentioned that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So So he stood up and proposed names of Lord Krishna for Agra Puja, giving so many arguments in support of his proposal. And we have all gone through all those things. Many people glorified, even His Grace Madan Gopal Prabhu told many things about that, how Krishna's Agra Puja only has to be performed and no one else was actually qualified for that position. So far we have heard in this chapter, and today's section from this verse 25 to 30, it describes about the first acceptance of Sahadeva's proposal was accepted by the assembled kings and the sages with voice vote. Like this day, it also happens in the assemblies that they sometimes select some proceedings by voice vote. And they all said, sadhu sadhu iti sam sattamaha. Excellent, excellent. So this is the first slok, 25th slok mentioned. And then it proceeds, King Yudhishthira took this jayaghosh given by this assembly as unanimous vote in favor of Lord Krishna. And then after he accepted it that Krishna has been selected for the Agra Puja, he performed Agra Puja of Lord Krishna by washing his lotus feet in the assembly and sprinkling and drinking the foot wash upon himself and his family members and ministers. He also honored Lord Krishna by offering him valuable gifts like yellow silken robes, jewels like gold, rubies and many other valuables. This section also describes that Maharaj Yudhishthira became much overwhelmed with ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, that his eyes filled with tears of love and he could not behold clear darshan of Lord Krishna. And in this section also, from verse 30 onwards, starts another dimension of the story or this episode, which will lead to the deliverance of Shishupala, which is the title of the chapter. So from verse 30 onwards, the procedure for delivering Shishupala will start. And this story of deliverance of Shishupala is also described in Mahabharata by sage Vaisampayan to King Janmejay, son of Parikshit Maharaj. But with little variation, what is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a little variation in Mahabharata. In Mahabharata it is mentioned that Bhishma has proposed the name of Lord Krishna for Agra Puja. And that comes in Argya Arpani Parva, something like that. And then he also did so. Actually, when Bhishma also proposed, so there is a similarity. The reason why Sahadeva proposed Krishna's name and why Bhishma proposed Krishna's name, and the reason was that both of them knew very well the exalted position of Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mahabharata, when Bhishma was describing about the exalted position of Lord Krishna and saying that he proposed this name, that time it is mentioned in Mahabharata that Shishupala got up and he started chastising the person who proposed the name of Krishna. It is mentioned in Mahabharata that Sahadeva had started the foot washing ceremony of Lord Krishna. So Sahadeva actually executed the ceremony. So he started chastising Sahadeva and also chastising or criticizing Bhishmadev for proposing Krishna's names. But Yudhishthira Maharaj comes forward and then he tries to pacify Shishupal, telling about the position of Krishna. But he appears to be not being satisfied. Then Bhishmadev personally, he tells that why he proposed the name of Krishna, and then he goes on telling the many many exalted reasons why Krishna is to be proposed for this Agra Puja. And when Yudhishthir Maharaj heard this, then he asked Bhishmadev to describe about Krishna's position in little more detail. So a kind of Bhagavatam class started there itself in the assembly where this chastisement was going on. And then Bhishmadev started narrating the stories of many, many different avatars which the Lord took, and started mentioning that how all these avatars, Krishna was the person who has actually appeared in all these avatars and he executed all those leelas. So he mentions about, he starts with Varaha Leela. Then he starts with Narasimha Leela. Narasimha Avatar, Varaha Avatar, then Vaman Avatar, and then Avatar of Parasuram, then Avatar of Lord Ramachandra, then he glorifies about, Avatar of Krishna, and then after that Yudhishthir Maharaj asks further, then he go on narrating the story of Vrindavan pastime, Krishna's childhood pastime. So I was amazed to read all those things. That in the assembly where such kind of arguments were going on, a person was not being agreeing, and so many pastimes has started and it goes into many pages. And Yudhishthir Maharaj and all other assembled devotees, they were all enjoying it. And I was amazed, in spite of hearing so much things, Shishupala again started criticizing Krishna and all other assembled there. And the amazement thing is that in spite of hearing so much from the exalted personalities with so many pramanas and from the scriptures, this Shishupala's heart was not changing. Shishupala's heart was not changing. So what was the reason? Shishupala is also cousin brother of Krishna, and Yudhishthir is also cousin brother of Krishna. Both of them were sons of sisters of Krishna's father. So they were actually related. But one person is diametrically opposite from the another person. One has completely given up his entire existence, surrendered to Krishna, and another is completely opposed to Krishna. So what was the reason? That is to be understood. But before that, what other verses mentions, we'll try to understand a little bit. Then from verse 38, whatever is Prabhupada has mentioned, this disciples of Srila Prabhupada has mentioned into their purport, we'll try to understand that also. From description of Bhishma and Sahadeva, it is quite obvious that no one else other than Krishna was there on the entire planet who could be given that honor. No one else was eligible for that. And why was that? Not only Bhishma, not only Sahadeva, not only all the assembled sages, they appreciated this. But also Krishna personally tells in the scriptures, which is mentioned in the scriptures. When Krishna speaks the Chatusloki Bhagavat to Brahmaji, there Krishna tells in the first Chatusloki itself, Aham eva sameva agre nanyad yas nanyad yad sad asat param, that I was the first person. I was the first means agra. I was the first person existing before the creation actually started. And I will be the last person also when the creation will be destroyed. So Krishna personally had said there itself, and this Chatusloki Bhagavat, it's a kind of the entire philosophy of Bhagavat in nutshell. And there Krishna is actually mentioning about his own exalted position. And knowing all these things, a sane person can, or have a little sense, would never have even a small iota of doubt into his mind that no other person than Krishna is the eligible person who could be offered Agra Puja when he is present in the assembly. But Shishupala could not understand that. In Gita also, Krishna tells to Arjuna, or through Arjuna he tells to all of us. And of course it was to him also, that matta paratram na anyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. O Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. So Krishna actually describes about his being the supermost or the supreme person. And if he is the supreme person and if he is present in that assembly, who else should be offered the Agra Puja? If anybody else is selected for the Agra Puja, then what Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti mentions into, Chakravarti Padji mentioning into his purport, that if any less person is glorified in front of exalted personalities, then it is kind of offense to those exalted personalities present there. And it was the sacrifice being performed by Yudhishthir Maharaj. It was not the sacrifice being performed by Shishupal. So it may not be by the Shishupal's misunderstanding of the reality, Yudhishthir Maharaj would change his course of action. That would not happen. And those who were actually exalted personalities, sensible personalities, they knew. That is the reason when Sahadeva or maybe Bhishmadev, when proposed Krishna's name for Agra Puja, nobody objected. Other than few followers of, or few envious personalities who were the followers of Shishupal and Duryodhan. Because Krishna is the most exalted person in the entire existence. Krishna also mentions in the this same thing in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yasmat akshara atito aham aksharadapi chottamaha atosmin loke vedecha prathitah purushottama. Krishna says that because I am transcendental beyond both the fallible and the infallible, and because I am the greatest, I am celebrated both in the world and in the Vedas as that supreme person. So Krishna is clearly saying that he is the supreme person. He is the agra for everybody. So his puja has to be performed. But such people, they don't understand. Even there are people like Shishupala in today's modern age also. They don't accept, in spite of being told that Krishna is the supreme personality and he should be given all honor and he should be surrendered, he should be worshipped, but they will not follow this. Like these people may be counted as transcendentalist or may not be transcendentalist. Like followers of Shankaracharya, they are also counted as transcendentalist. But in spite of Shankaracharya himself telling them, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, they did not follow that. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he meets Prakasananda Saraswati at Varanasi, he tells him that the Acharya or Shankaracharya was instructed by Lord Krishna to do this service. And reluctantly he did that service for pleasing Krishna. But why you people follow? Because he has already clearly told that nahi nahi rakshati dukrina karane. At the end of your existence, at the time of leaving this body, this word jugglery will never help you. So what will help you is worship Krishna. Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam. He very strongly chastises them. Oh, you fools. Moodhamate. Bhajagovindam. But still they don't follow. Still they don't follow. Why? The reason is that they have envy in their heart. And Krishna says that those who will have envy about me, although I am giving the knowledge that is called the topmost knowledge. Idam tute guhyatamam pravakshyami anasuyave. This Rajavidya is a top secret knowledge, but still I am revealing to those people, to everyone. This Gita is given openly to everyone. But those who don't appreciate Krishna, those who envy Krishna, they can never get this knowledge. They can never understand. It will be there like a small kid. He is a small boy who is called Abodha. If you give a gemstone to that person, that small boy, what he will do? That Hindi, there is one kahavat or proverb. It is said that motiyon ki mala agar bandar ko diya to what he will appreciate with that? He will just think that it is some eatable. That story goes like when Sita ji, Lord Ram has received a moti mala, pearl necklace from Varuna, and Varuna has given this with so much love and affection to Lord Ramchandra as gift, and Lord Ramchandra gave that gift to Sita ji. But Sita, when she saw that Lord Ram is giving many gifts to many other people, but he is not giving anything to Hanuman, so she thought that I should give something to Hanuman, because Hanuman has done the service which no one else has done to me. He has brought the message of Lord to me, and he has actually united myself with my Lord in spite of that Ravana had stolen me. So she was feeling so much for Hanuman, and she wanted to give. She took permission from Lord Ram, and after taking permission from Lord Ram, she gave that mala, that pearl necklace, to Hanuman. She put that pearl necklace into Hanuman's neck. Hanuman was very delighted to get that. And after getting that, he just took out that mala, put it into his hand, and started looking like this. For a long time he just started gazing at that, and after looking at that, then he started moving the mala in his hand and looking from different angles. So everybody was looking at Hanuman, that what he is doing. And after that, Hanuman started putting that pearl beads into his mouth and started breaking it. He just broke one pearl bead and then spit it onto his hand and started looking it again like that. So everybody thought that what is happening. Vibhishan was there. Vibhishan told to Hanuman, Hanuman, are you a fool or what? Don't you understand that who gave you this mala? This mala was given to you personally by Sita ji, and Sita ji has given this gift of her love to you because you had done so much service to her. Nobody will give the gift of love to anybody else, which will receive from somebody else. But she has given to you this, and you are doing this to this. Don't you understand that one pearl can purchase the entire planet? One pearl can purchase the entire planet. Why you are doing that? But he didn't hear. Hanumanji didn't look at that. He again looked it through it. Again took the another pearl into his teeth and broke it. Like that he broke the entire mala. And then when Vibhishan chastised him like that, he said that actually in this mala, what is the use of this mala for me? I was looking whether Lord Ram and Sita is there into this pearls. But when I didn't find them into this pearl, I thought that they may be inside the pearl. So I broke them. I thought it may not be in one pearl, so I broke the entire pearls. But I did not find them inside any of these pearls. So Vibhishan said that, then where do you think they are? He said, they are in my heart. And Vibhishan said, can you show them in your heart? Then Hanuman said, yes, I can show you. And then he just tore upon his, he put his nails into his heart and then tore upon it. And Lord Ram and Sita were just sitting like that. And he said that Lord and Sita, Lord Ram and Sita, they are existing into entire body of me. And he started, he was about to tear off the, his entire body. Lord Ramchandra just embraced him. Thinking that he will just go on showing like that and he will tear off his entire body. So when Lord Ram embraced him, Hanumanji became again what he was before, before his chest was open. He himself done his open heart surgery to show Lord Ramchandra. So that way, if a person wants to see Lord Ram, Lord is always there. Lord can be everywhere and he is exalted in all circumstances. And whenever he is there, nobody else should be given that kind of worship. But who can understand that? Mudho na abhijanati manusim tanum asritam param bhavam ajananto mam abhuta maheshwaram. Krishna says, those who are fools and rascals, they cannot understand me seeing in front of me, seeing me standing in front of them. But who can understand? He says in 15.19, Yomameva asammudho janati purushottama. One who is asammudha, one who is not a fool. And who is a fool? Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, who is a fool? Like he says in 4.8, that paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam. Dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So we were discussing this and we are coming to this point that Krishna says, I come to destroy the miscreants. Vinasaya cha duskritam, miscreants. So who are those miscreants? And then we were discussing that Krishna himself says, those who are miscreants, they are of four types. Namama duskritino mudha prapadyante naradhama, maya ya apahrita jnana, masuram bhava masrita. And who are asuri bhavas? That is mentioned in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The entire chapter is devoted and actually, if we read that, then we can pinpoint in ourselves also whether we are asuras or we are godly personalities. So those who are not mudhas, yo mam asammudho, one who is asammudha, that person will janati purushottamam. He will understand me that I am purushottamam. I am the supreme personality of Godhead. And what will happen to such a person? Such a person, sa sarvavid bhajati imam sarvabhavena bharata. Hey Arjuna, that person will always, in all circumstances, will worship me. So those who are fools and rascals, and who makes them fools and rascals? Is it Krishna? Krishna says, samoham sarvabhuteshu, name dvesasti na priya. I am equal to everybody. I don't envy anybody, I don't befriend anybody. But ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mahi teteshu chapyaham. But whoever approaches me with whatever bhava, I reciprocate him with that same bhava. If someone approaches me with bhakti, I will approach to him according to that same sentiments. So those who don't want to appreciate Krishna, Krishna will never reveal himself to them. It's very difficult to understand Krishna. But how one can understand Krishna? That's a question. That we should understand. How we can understand the position of Krishna? By faithfully and diligently hearing about Krishna. Bhagavatam says, Shrunvatam swakatha Krishna punya shravana kirtana hridayantastho hi abhadrani vidhunoti suhrit satam tadarajastamo bhava kamalobhadayasche chetaitairana vidham sthitam sattve prasidati evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhaktir yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Bhagavat bhaktir yogatah, one who will hear about Krishna and he will connect himself bhagavat bhakti, one who will connect himself with bhakti to Krishna. What is bhakti to Krishna? Prahlad Maharaj says the nine procedures. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, mandanam, archanam, dasyam, sakhyam, atmanivedanam. If somebody starts this, his bhakti will be started. His bhakti will be started. How? Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tat pratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesh sevanam bhakti ruchyate. That way one starts bhakti in the satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkarana rasayana katha. When Krishna's katha enters into the heart through the ears, then it cleanses the heart. And when the heart is, the mirror of the heart is cleansed perfectly, then one can see Krishna face to face and understand that he is also part and parcel of Krishna and his existence is only to serve Krishna in all circumstances. If that is there, that is called Bhagavata Bhaktir Yogatah. And that was the difference between Yudhishthir and Shishupal. Shishupal was inclined with envy towards Krishna, and Yudhishthir Maharaj was inclined with devotion to Krishna. Shishupal, like Ravana, wanted to enjoy the property of Krishna. Like he became so much envious to Krishna because Krishna did not allow him to take Rukmini. Rukmini was property of Krishna, but Shishupala wanted to enjoy that Rukmini. Like Ravana wanted to enjoy Sita. And what had happened to Ravana? Because he somehow or other usurped that Leela, he was the same personality. That Leela he could usurp Sita from Ram by trickery, but this Leela he could not do that. Sita was clever enough in form of Rukmini to call Krishna before he would come and take her away. And Krishna came and Krishna took her away and Shishupala could not do. He just started haath malte reh gaya. And that has erupted so much envy into her, his heart that he could not understand that. Radhika Valla Prabhu was mentioning yesterday that Maharaj was giving some this thing that in Shishupala's heart the envy has become so much saturated and that has blinded him. Here also, and he could not see Krishna. Here also it is mentioned that the love was so much saturated in the heart of Yudhishthira and because of that the tear came into his eyes and his eye also became blinded and he could not behold Krishna. So one could not understand Krishna and behold Krishna properly because of love and one cannot understand Krishna because of envy. But what is the result in both these circumstances? If one is with love, inclined with love to Krishna, Krishna helps that person. Krishna, if it was Yudhishthir and the Pandavas alone, like Kunti Maharani mentions into this prayers by Queen Kunti, that in the ocean of this Mahabharata, there were so many sharks and whales, like personalities like Bhishma, Drona, Aswatthama, Duryodhana, etc. And if it would not have been you, Krishna, nobody would have saved our sons, my sons, Pandavas. But because you were there, they could accomplish anything. And in fact, Yudhishthira Maharaj also acknowledges to Krishna like this only. So Krishna could give them, grant them anything they desired. Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted to conduct Rajasya sacrifice and wanted to become Chakravarti Samrat so that he can become free from the clutches of his uncle or his Tau, Dhritarashtra. Because unless and until he becomes himself Chakravarti Samrat, he cannot disobey the orders of Dhritarashtra. That was his etiquettes. But he knew that I am trying to follow the etiquettes, but this person is trying to always cheat me. So he wanted to come out of that jargon, so he wanted to become Chakravarti Samrat. And that would have been possible by performing Rajasya sacrifice. So he proposed that. But he knew that he has no capacity to do that unless Krishna helps him. So Krishna helped him to become Chakravarti Samrat. And this person wanted to become Chakravarti Samrat. Shishupala. He wanted to enjoy everything. But because he was envious to Krishna, Krishna did not allow him. Rather, he wanted to abstract the performance of sacrifice by Yudhishthira Maharaj. Krishna did not allow him to do that. Vishwanath Chakravarti Padji here mentioning that he kept quiet for some time until Krishna's Agra Puja was performed, so that he can tell to the assembly that a wrong person was chosen and a wrong procedure was followed, so the sacrifice is not perfect and it can be rejected. But Krishna did not allow that to happen. Krishna did not allow that to happen. Rather eliminated Shishupala himself. And Yudhishthir's sacrifice went unobstructed. That is the thing if one surrenders to Krishna. That is the thing if one surrenders to Krishna. So, the conclusion is that this story reminds the story of that Maharaj tells about the good dog and the bad dog. There is both these dogs in us. And which dog will be the victorious dog? That which will be strong. And which dog will be the strongest dog? That which we will be feeding. So if we want to feed the envy towards Krishna in which is there in our heart, by which we have come here. Ichha dvesha samuthena dvandamohena bharata. Ichha and dvesh. Krishna will fulfill our ichha. But if we have dvesha, and then that type of ichha, if we will develop to be away from Krishna, then Krishna will allow to fulfill that also. But what he says that, such asuri people, I cast them again and again into this material existence. So they will keep coming again and again into this material existence. But whoever will surrender to Krishna, Krishna says that tesha aham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat chirami bhavamina achirat partha mayya aveshita chetasam. Those who have invested their chetana into me, I will not waste even a single moment to deliver them. So only thing is that we have to do that. We have to cultivate our chetana. We have to either follow the character of Yudhishthira or follow the character of Shishupala. This, both the character are a kind of beacon of light or for all of us. Which direction we want to turn our journey to, choice is ours. We may choose our path, but not the result. We may choose our path, but will not be able to choose the result. Shishupala thought, whatever he will do, he will get a different result. He chose a path. And he did not get his desired result. Because Krishna says, karmanneva adhikaraste maphaleshu kadachana. You cannot have control over what you will get, but you can have control over what you can do. So we may ponder on this and decide what we want to do. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Grantrat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.